Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
today we will continue on the series of messages concerning the principle of life of a normal Christian.
我们今天继续我们所开始的一系列, 主题, 就是关于正常徒生命。
So before we start, let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 7.
开始之前, 先请会众把圣经翻到,
chapter 7, verse 24 to 27.
马太福音第七章二十四到二十七节
I'll read it first in English, then our sister will lead us in Chinese.
我先用英文读, 姊妹与会众一同声, 用中文读。
Okay, verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Verse 26, And everyone that beareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
会众一同声，马太福音第二十四到二十七节。所以凡听见我这话不去行，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋水冲风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的。 好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋水冲风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌的很大。Okay, another
verse in Acts chapter 5, verse 29.
另一处经节在使徒行传第五章二十九节。
This is the response of our brother Peter to the threatenings of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
这一章经节讲的是彼得面对法利赛人和以色列会众的指责的时候所说的。
They have been beaten because of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
因为传扬基督的福音，彼得受到迫害并且鞭打。
And afterwards, they threaten him, "You continue on, then something will happen to you."
被鞭打之后，他们继续来威胁他说，之后还有更严重的会发生。
But this is the response of our brother Peter.
但是这是彼得弟兄对会众的所说的。
Verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men."
使徒行传第五章二十九节，彼得和众使徒回答说，顺从人不顺从人是应当的。
Verse 41 also, And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
第四十一节,他们离开公众,心里欢喜,因被算是配为这名受辱。
Let's have further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we humble thyself before your word,
主耶稣，我们谦卑我们的自己，来到你话语的面前。Pray
that you reveal yourself once again to us.
求你亲自对心里启示你的自己。Lord,
especially in this world where it's so confusing.
特别是在这个混乱的世界当中。And
there are a lot of threatenings concerning our faith in you.
对于我们对在你的里面的信有许多的威胁。Lord,
speak to our hearts.
求你对我们的心中讲话。
Strengthen us.
来加添给我们心意。Reveal
yourself to us.
把你的自己启示给我们。In
Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。 Amen.
Last time I tried to share with you concerning the first principle in life is concerning our intimate relationship with God.
上次我与会众一起 所讲的信息是关于我们与基督之间应该有亲密的个人的关系。
This is the most basic foundation of our Christian faith.
这就是我们与在我们基督徒信仰当中最基本的根基。
Beginning from the day we are saved until the day we see the Lord.
从我们 被得救的那天，一直到我们去见主面的时候，
We do need a relationship with God.
我们的确需要与主耶稣基督有个人的关系。
If you said you are saved, yet you never had that personal relationship, then I doubt your salvation.
如果你说你得救了，但是你却没有与基督有个人的关系，我真是怀疑你的救恩。
Your salvation is not because you are born in a Christian family.
你的救恩不是因为你出生在基督徒的家庭里
Nor you are, you study in a Christian school,
或者你是在基督教的学校里面
or you do a lot of good works,
或者你从事许多善行
All of this doesn't account for your salvation.
这一切不能来归属于是你的救恩
Your salvation is because you had an encounter with Jesus Christ.
你的救恩是因为你面见基督
And including our spiritual growth.
包括我们属灵的增长。
We all need to have an intimate relationship with God.
我们都需要与神有个人的亲密的关系。
We talk about victory over the enemy.
我们说到战胜仇敌。
We talk about receiving revelation from Christ.
我们讲到在里面得到启示。
The question is, do you have a personal relationship with God?
我的问题就是，你有个人的亲密的关系吗？
Now today I want to talk about how we deal.With the storms in our life.
今天我们讲的主题就是我们怎么样面对生活中的风暴。
Now, storms are always unavoidable.
这些风暴是不可避免的。
Every day, whether you're young or you're old.
不管是你是年少的还是年长的。
We go through storms in life.
我们在生活中都会面对许多的风暴。
Maybe your storm is losing a job.
也许你的风暴是你丢了工作。
Or maybe your physical weakness or sickness.
或许是你的身体软弱疾病
or death of a loved one.
也许你爱的那一位过去了
or maybe having a wayward child.
或者是你的孩子悖逆
or he doesn't want to obey you.
他不愿听你的话
you know, one time I heard of a sister.
有一次我听到一个姊妹说
he said every time the phone rang,
每一次电话铃响的时候
her heart started to beat.
他的心就在跳动
Because she is afraid that the principal is calling against of the child.
因为他害怕校长会又给他打关于他孩子在学校的状况
Or maybe the life is a temptation.
或者对于生命中的风暴是因为一个诱惑
When the Lord went through temptation of the enemy in the wilderness.
因为我们的主在经过旷野的时候就遇见魔鬼的试探
This is a storm in life.
这是我们生活中的风暴。
Therefore, we need, you know, to know what are the source of life, source of these storms in life.
我们要知道这些风暴是从何而起。
Sorry, Brian. How do we? What is the source of these storms in our life?
我们这些生活中风暴是从哪儿来的呢
And how do we deal with these storms in life?
我们怎么样来应对这些生活中的风暴呢
Concerning source of the storm in life, number one, it is, we are self-made.
第一点我说的生活中的风暴是因为我们自找的
Yeah, one time I had a friend.
有一次我有一个朋友
He had a liver cancer.
他有一个肝癌
The reason is because he loves drinking.
因为他爱好酗酒
And all the rest of his friends, all this so-called liver cancer.
他的朋友都有这个肝癌。
You know, these things are, you can avoid that.
这种事情你可以是避免的。
But because he loves to drink, then he brought in this storm in his life.
因为他爱酒，所以他把这个风暴引到了自己的生活当中。
And I had a co-worker.
我还有一个同工。
He's a very good worker.
他是一个很好的人。
But he wants to go to Las Vegas.
但是他要去拉斯维加斯。
And he doesn't want to take his vacation off.
他不愿意使用他的假期。
So on one hand, he went to Las Vegas.
一方面他去拉斯维加斯。
On the other hand, he asked somebody to clock in for him, for her.
另一方面他让别人为他签到。
And that is cheating.
这是作弊。
The thing is, the CEO caught him, caught her.
这问题就是总裁发现了这件事。
That's why she got fired from her work.
所以他就被解雇了。
Is being fired from work a storm? Yes, it is.
被解雇是一个风暴吗？是的。
But it is self-made.
但是是他自找的。
Another source.
还有一个原因。
It is concerning the people around you.
是因为你周遭的人。
The people around you sometimes you don't want things to happen. They force a thing to happen.
有一些你非常不愿意发生的人，发生的事情，但是你周围的人就使它发生了。
There's a high schooler in HCA.
在西南区有一个高中生。
He's a good brother.
他是一个非常好的弟兄。
Very sensitive, very loving.
非常敏感，有爱心。
But the thing is,
When he go to school, there are so-called bully who try to bully him.
但是他到学校里就会有人来欺负他。
Causing him to lose confidence in himself.
他就没有了自信心。
Maybe the people around you try to bully you.
也许你周围的人要欺负你。
Maybe a supervisor trying to give you a hard time.
或者你的上司要来找你的麻烦。
I have such kind of a supervisor.
我有我的上司。
That's why I try to get far away from her.
就是这样，所以我尽量的避免与他接触。
Another source of the storm is the devil.
还有一个风暴的原因是仇敌。
When we look at the trials of Job, we know the devil is the source of all this.
当我们看到约伯的故事，我们就知道仇敌是所有这些风暴的起源。
Even though the Lord allowed it,
尽管主允许这些风暴发生，
the starting point is the devil.
但是这个起源却是仇敌的工作。
And the trials that he get through are serious trials.
这个他所经过的风暴是一系列的风暴。
He lost all his children.
他失去了他所有的孩子。
He lost all his possession.
他所有的财产。
And he had boils from the head of his head down to the sole of his feet.
他从头顶到脚掌都长疮。
To such an extent, his wife told him, "You better curse God and die."
到一个地步，他的妻子对他说：“你来咒诅神死吧。
”This is the storm that Job had.
这个就是约伯所面临的风暴。
And the devil is the source of it.
这个仇敌是这个风暴的起源。
And another source of the storm in our life is God Himself.
还有一个风暴的起源是神他自己。
But the thing is, the difference between the devil and God, the devil, when he gave you storms in life, is to destroy you.
但是这个区别，当仇敌他引进这个风暴的时候，他是要毁灭你这个人。
But what gave you trials is to perfect you.
但是当神给你这个风暴的时候，他是要使你完全。
When we look at the life of Joseph,
当我们看到约瑟的故事的时候，
the kind of trials he went through.
约瑟所面临的风暴
not because he wanted that to happen,
不是他想要这一切遭遇
not because the devil did it,
也不是仇敌让他发生
but God did it,
但是却神一手所造
caused him to be sold into Egypt,
好叫他被卖到埃及
and to become a slave of Potiphar's house,
他在波提法家成了奴隶
it's not easy,
并不简单
he will be so lonely in a foreign place.
他是在一个异地是如此的孤单。
But the thing is, Joseph never complained a bit.
但是约瑟从来也不抱怨。
He is faithful in the house of Potiphar.
他在波提乏家是忠心的那一个。
Yet this Potiphar's wife tried to what? Try to seduce him.
波提乏的妻子想要引诱他。
And he continued to be faithful.
但是他继续他的忠心。
And the result is he ended up in a dungeon.
他最后被关到牢狱当中。
You know, a lot of times when we talk about him being in jail, it is not that we are thinking about.
我们当我们讲狱的时候，并不是我们想象中的那种牢狱。
You know, the jail in the United States, that everything is so nice, you have three meals a day.
你知道在美国的监狱是很好的，因为你可以一天吃三餐。
Everything is stainless steel.
每个都是 很坚固的。
And there is a portion of time you have recreation.
很干净的，并且有娱乐生活。
But let me tell you, the dungeon that Joseph get into is a dungeon.
但是我告诉你，约瑟所去的却是一个牢狱。
A lot of people doesn't come out alive.
许多人从出来的时候都不能活着出来。
But Joseph is so faithful.
但是约瑟却如此的忠心。
To such an extent, the jailer, you know, put him as in charge of all the prisoners.
他的忠心是指使狱卒让他来管理这所有的狱犯。
The thing is, he's not there only one day, two day, one year, 2 years, but many years.
但是这个问题是不是一天两天，一年两年，却是许多年都是这样的。
But God has a plan for it.
但是神他的美意。
That's why when his brothers saw Joseph in Egypt.
所以当弟兄把他卖到埃及的时候。
So the prime minister of Egypt.
他却成了埃及的宰相。
And everybody, all his brothers tried to blame one another.
当他的弟兄姊妹当他的弟兄彼此埋怨的时候。
What did Joseph say?
约瑟说什么呢？
And don't blame yourselves.
他说不要自责。
It is God who put me here first to preserve your life.
是神把我放在现在的位置来保全你的生命。
So we see these are a lot of sources in a source of trials in our life.
所以我们从这些故事当中知道有许多风暴的起由。
Now what is the purpose of these storms?
但是风暴的原因是什么呢？
There should be a purpose.
有一个目的。
You know, we Christians, we don't want just to suffer for in vain.
因为我们作为基督徒，我们不要白白的受苦。
That's why God putting storms in our life, allow storms in our life for because of purpose.
所以神允许这样风暴发生在我们的生活当中，因为他有一个计划。
And one of the purposes to catch our attention.
有一个原因就是他需要得到我们的注意力。
Many times we are so far away from God, yet we never knew.
有的时候我们偏行己路，却没有意识到。
We are just this wayward sheep who just got away from the flock.
我们就像那个迷失的羔羊。
Until one day,
直到有一天
when we met trouble, then we caught our attention.
当我们遇到麻烦的时候，神就知道了，就有了我们的注意力。
That's why when we see in the 23rd Psalm concerning David, the shepherd boy.
所以我们就想到了诗篇第23篇，当大卫这个牧羊牧童所写的。
He said, your rod and your staff, it comforts me.
他说你的杠，你的杆都安慰我。
We know rod is for discipline.
你知道杖是来管教我们。
Whenever a sheep is going wayward,
当一个羊走迷的时候。
On the one hand, the shepherd uses his staff to bring him back.
有一方面，他会用他那个杖把他带回来。
On the other hand, he uses his rod to discipline the sheep.
另一方面，他用他的杖来管教这个小羊。
Before I already mentioned that when it's very stubborn.
以前我已经讲过，有的时候羊是非常悖逆的。
Sometimes the shepherd will break the leg of the sheep.
有的时候，这个牧羊人不得不要把小羊的腿打断。
And put it back together.
然后再把它接起来。
Then put on the oil on the wounded part.
用油膏抹它。
And put a splint over it.
甚至把它支撑着住。
And the shepherd will put that sheep upon his shoulder.
然后把这只羊扛在自己的肩上。
And I tell you, this is a kind of storm that the sheep is going through.
我告诉你，这就是小羊所面临的风暴。
But let me tell you, after the sheep got healed.
但是我告诉你，当小羊痊愈的时候。
That sheep will never leave the side of the shepherd.
这个小羊再也不会离开他的牧羊人。
To such an extent, he will set an example for all the sheep to follow.
到一个地步，他会为群羊做一个榜样。
Brothers and sisters, do we have this kind of experience?
弟兄姊妹们，我们有这样的经历吗？
Another purpose is that God will use the storm to deal with our sin.
还有一个原因就是神使用这些风暴来对付我们里面的罪。
I believe King David is an expert of.
我相信大卫王就是这个主题的专家。
Oh, he committed murder.
他犯了谋杀罪。
And God caused something to happen to his family.
神就让他的家庭中出现一些波折。
You might call it as a result or a consequence.
你可能会认为这就是他罪的工匠。
You might call it as a dealing of the Lord.
或者是他要对付面对神的管教。
But there is one purpose God has in David.
但是神在大卫的身上只有一个旨意。
That he will deal with his sin.
他要让他面对他的罪。
That he might be that person who will lead the children of Israel in Israel.
让他成为那位真正的带领以色列人的王。
You know, God save us with a purpose.
神拯救我们是有一个目的。
He said that you might be a holy nation, a royal priesthood.
好叫我们成为圣洁的国民，一个属神的子民。
A peculiar people.
是我们是特别的一群人。
That we might show forth the praises of Him who bring us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
好叫我们那宣扬那带我们出黑暗进其明者的美德。
How could we become the praises of Him who bring us out of darkness into His light?
让我们怎么才能赞美他，那位招我们出黑暗进光明者的美德呢？
If sin continue to dwell in our hearts,
如果罪还在我们的心中潜伏的话，
we can never be a representation of Jesus Christ here on earth.
我们永远也不能在地上做我们耶稣基督的使者。
Brothers and sisters, we need to deal with our sins.
弟兄姊妹们，我们一定要对付我们心里的罪。
Sometimes when we encounter storms in our life.
有的时候，当我们来面对我们生活中的风暴的时候，
Sometimes in our prayer, we need to ask the Lord, "Is it my sin?"
那有我们可能就要祷告说，主啊，是我因为我犯罪吗？
If there is a sin, then Lord, forgive me.
如果有罪的话，主啊，求你饶恕我。
Brothers and sisters, we all are human beings.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都是人。
There are tendencies we fall into sin.
那我们肯定有这个倾向，就是犯罪。
But when you fall into sin, we need to get out from there.
但是当我们犯罪的时候，我们必须从罪的深渊里面出来。
The Bible tells us if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
圣经上说，神是信实的，他当我们承认我们的罪和不义后，他洗净我们一切的罪和不义。
You need to humble yourselves down and ask for the Lord's forgiveness.
那你现在愿意谦卑自己，请求神的饶恕吗？
Are you willing to turn away from this sin?
你愿意离开你的罪吗？
And come back to the path which God wants you to be.
还是然后来到神的旨意当中呢？
The third reason.
第三个原因。
God sometimes causes storms in our life.
神有的时候让风暴在我们的生命中发生。
That we might surrender ourselves to Him.
好叫我们降服在他的里面。
You know, there is some, maybe that thing or that person.
也许那个人或者那个罪。
It might not be sin.
也许不是罪。
But that thing or that person become a hindrance between your relationship with God.
那件事或者那个人成为你与神之间的拦阻。
Or our God is a jealous God.
我们的神是忌邪的神。
The Bible tells us we should love the Lord our God with all our hearts, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our might.
圣经上说我们要尽心尽意尽爱主我们的神。
If we love something more than we love God,
如果我们爱其他物比爱神还多，
then that's a hindrance.
那这就是一个拦阻。
Let's turn our Bible to Philippians.
让我们翻开圣经到腓立比书。
You know, our Apostle Peter has something in his heart that he treasures so much.
Peter.
Philippians chapter
3. 腓立比书第三章。
Verse 3-8.
第三节到第五。
第五节到第八节。I'll read it to you.
我来读。
Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless.But what things were gained to me, thus those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I counted all things, but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ.
腓立比书第三章第五节到第八节，在我第八首歌里，我是以色列族便雅美支派的人。
嗯。
是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
Amen.
就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指摘，只是我知道我先前以我有益的，我现在以基督当作有损的，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Okay, beginning from verse 5-6.
第五节到第六节。
We can see Paul treasures so much these things that he had.
保罗是如此的珍爱他所有的一切。
He treasured his upbringing.
他真的是宝贵他所生长的那个环境。
He says, circumcised on the eighth day.
他是第八天受割。
Of the stock of Israel.
是以色列族。
Then of the tribe of Benjamin.
是便雅悯支派。
He hit so much.
他是如此的珍爱的。
The Hebrew of the Hebrews.
他是希伯来人的希伯来人。
You know, and concerning his education.
想到他的受教。
He is a Pharisee.
他是法利赛人。
Concerning his reputation.
讲到他的名声。
According to the righteousness of the law, blameless.
根据律法上的义，他是无可指摘。
Who among us can say I'm just like Paul?
又这里有谁能够说我就像保罗一样？
This kind of status, this kind of upbringing, this kind of education, and this kind of a reputation is like perfect.
这样的生活背景，这样的受教环境，这样的教育对和这样的对来说，基本上是完全的、完美的。
And no one wants to give up such a thing.
没有人愿意丢弃这。
And Paul treasured it so much.
但是保罗是如此的珍爱这些。
But it is because of these things.
但是就只因为这些。
He wasn't able to see who Christ is.
他不能看见谁是基督。
To such an extent, he started to persecute the Christian.
到一个地步，他开始破坏基督徒。
That's why the Lord needs to do something serious to Paul.
因此主基督耶稣要对保罗身上做工。
The Lord needs to strike him down on Damascus.
所以在去大马士革的路上，神就击打了他。
Causing to be blind.
让他失去视力，瞎眼。
But praise the Lord.
但是赞美主。
That outward blindness.
外面的眼瞎。
Is a turning point of Paul.
是对于他说是一个转折点。
His eyes were blind.
他的眼睛虽然瞎了。
But his inner eyes was revealed.
但是他里面的眼睛得开。
Christ causing to see this is the Christ whom you are persecuting.
基督就让他看见，这就是他所迫害的基督。他看见神永远的旨意。
Christ and the church.
基督，神的教会。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Are there a lot of things in our heart that occupy our hearts?
在你的心中有许多来占据你的事物吗
？It might be a thing.
也许是一个事情。
It might be a person.
也许是一个人。
If this thing causes you to what? Stunt in our spiritual growth.
如果这些事情成为你来。你属灵增长的拦阻的话
Cause your heart to be lukewarm before the Lord.
让你的心不冷不热的话
You know, I heard of a testimony of Brother Watchman Nee.
我听到一个尼弟见证
We know Brother Watchman Nee is a greatly used servant of the Lord, not only in China, but also in the West.
你大众所周知尼弟兄不仅是在中国而且是在在全世界都是被神所大用的一个仆人
You know, the first time I read Brother Watchman Nee book,
我第一次来读尼托申弟兄的书的时候
I said, wow, what a revelation.
这是何等大的启示
You know, this is something, you know, each and every one of us who read Brother Watchman's book can testify.
这每一个读尼弟兄书的书所著的书的人都可以为此做见证
But one point in life, God wants him to deal with something that occupies his heart.
有一次神要让他来对付自己心中一个拦阻神与他与神之间的一个事情。
Because he is in love with a lady which is not a Christian.
因为他爱上了一个不是基督徒的女士。
And you know that is not so easy to give up.
这个是非常，如果要放弃是非常的艰难。
But praise the Lord for Brother Watchman Nee.
但是我们为尼弟兄赞谢主。
For the sake of that, he just set it aside.
为着主的缘故，他就一件事情丢弃了。
And you know what? God greatly used Brother Watchman Nee the more.
你知道，神急着这件事就更加的大大的使用尼弟兄。
And the interesting point is, sooner or later, this lady became a Christian and became Sister Nee.
但是更有趣的是，不久之后，这位女士就受洗成为基督徒，并且成为了尼姊妹。
Sister, brother, sister, I'm not telling you to do that, okay?
弟兄姊妹们，我不是告诉你们去做这样的事情。
I don't just expect that. Anyway, you understand what I'm talking about.
你知道我说话的意思。
But the thing is, is there? We need to ask ourselves: Is there something in our heart that occupies our heart aside from God?
但是我们现在就要问我们的心，在我们的心里有没有一些占据来夺走了主的地位？
Brother, sister, we need to give it up.
我们就要把它放弃。
When Paul give it up.
当保罗放弃这些的时候
When he said in verse 7,
当他在第七节讲到
But what things were to me I counted loss for Christ
只是我先我有益的我现在因基督都当作有损的
He said I count all things but loss
我将万事都当作有损的
For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord
因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝
He count all these things lost
他把这一切都当作有损的。
All these things that he treasured so much before.
他所有宝贵的这一切都当作有损的。
In exchange,
来得到。
Then he got the revelation of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的启示。
Brother and sister, is there anything in our heart?
弟兄姊妹们，今天在我们的心中。
Oh, brother and sister, all these things on earth one day will pass away.
直到我们所面对的一切都要过去。
Only he will not pass away.
只有他不会过去。
I hope we will have this open revelation.
我希望主今天来启示你。
That Christ is all in all, he is more precious than anything on this earth today.
基督是一切又在一切之中，他是我们的所有。
Now we come to the fourth point.
我们现在讲到第四点。
Now, as you know, surrendering ourselves to Christ.
除了我们自己要在主基督耶稣里。
Sometimes through storms in life,
急着风暴
God wants to expose us.
神要暴露我们自己的实况
you know, a lot of times we feel that we are good enough.
有的时候我们觉得我们自己已经很好了
And compared to other Christians, we are good enough.
把自己跟其他的基督徒比我们已经很好了
I read the Bible every day. I come to the prayer meeting. I come to the Bible study.
我每日的读经我去祷告聚会我也参加各样的读经聚会
And every service that they had, I had it.
每一样的释放我都尽力参加。
That's why sometimes the Lord used the storm in life to expose us.
有的时候神就会用风暴来暴露我们自己。
Causing us to see, are we really that good?
就让我们想想，我们真的是那么好吗？
You know, Peter, this is our story of brother Peter.
这是我们弟兄彼得的故事。
The Lord said, I will be crucified.
他说我主耶稣对他说我要被钉死在十字架上。
And Peter said, No, I will never deny you. I will even die for you.
彼得说我也不会背弃你的名，我甚至可以为你的名死。
Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times.
这主却对他说，当鸡叫之前三，你鸡叫三遍之前，你一定会来。否认我的名。
And all the disciples, including Peter, said, "No, we will never deny you."
所有的门徒，包括彼得，都否认说。
But before the Lord was brought into Pilate's palace, all the disciples already gone away.
但是当主被带到比拉多的院里之前，所有的门徒都已经四散。
And Peter denied the Lord three times before a handmaid.
但是。彼得却也同时三次否认主。
The Lord sometimes expose us in our failures.
那神有主耶稣基督时常来暴露我们的失败。
Causing us to see we have not reached what God wants us to be.
好叫我们知道我们还没有达到神立我们的标杆。
A lot of times we try to strive to be good.
有许多时候我们的努力想要行善。
Yet we cannot do it.
但是我们却行不出。
But through this failure, God wants what?Cause us to turn our eyes to Him.
神藉着这些风暴，让我们转我们的眼目再到他的身上。
Causing us to see our righteousness are just but rags before the Lord.
就像让我们看见我们的义不过在神面前是一个破旧的衣裳。
Today we want to be holy, righteous. We need Him.
今天我们知道我们要圣洁，我们必须要需要他。
So the Lord sometimes expose us through storms in life.
所以神藉着这些风暴来暴露我们的实况。
Number five.
第五点。
What is the purpose of exposing us?
那要暴露我们的实况的目的是什么呢？
That we might be called conformed to the image of His Son.
好叫我们磨成神儿子的形象。
Let me read to you Romans chapter 8.
让我为你读罗马书第八章。
I believe this is a very familiar verse.
我相信这个是大家非常熟悉的经节。
It says here, when we know all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to His purpose.
罗马书第八章二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的。
And he says here, for whom he had told, he also predestinated to conform to the image of his son.
对不起，是二十九和三十节。预先所定的人，就召他们来；所召的人，又称他们为义；所称为义的，又叫他们得荣耀。
Oh, that we might be conformed to the image of his son.
好叫我们能够磨成神儿子的模样。
This is God's eternal purpose on us.
这就是神在我们身上永远的旨意。
God saved us not only to be saved, but in order for us to go to heaven.
主救我们不仅是让我们去天堂。
God save us that we might be conformed, transformed to the image of His Son.
神救我们是让我们好被磨成他儿子的形象。
That we might be like Him.
好叫我们能够像他。
That we might be a testimony of Him on this earth today.
好叫我们在世为人能为他做见证。
This is God's eternal purpose.
这就是神永远的旨意。
You're not only a matter of going to heaven.
不光是我们去不去天堂。
But on this earth, he has a representative.
在这个世界上，好叫他有他的发表。
Last,
最后一点。
The purpose of all this storm is to what? To equip us that we can help other people.
面临这一切风暴的原因是装备我们去其他的人。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 to 5.
第哥林多后书第二章，第一章。
三到五节。
三到五节。
It says the God of comfort.
说赐各样安慰的神
will comfort you
来安慰你
that you might comfort those who are in tribulation
好叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那各遭各样患难的人。
You know, sometimes we love to serve, but though we are not equipped enough to serve.
有许多的情况我们真的愿意来侍奉他人，但是我们却没有这个装备。
That's why we see the Apostle Paul.
所以我们看到使徒保罗
He went through a lot of these trials.
他经过许多的试炼
Beaten 40 stripes less one.
他真的是被鞭打39次
Being what? Shipwrecked.
也面临沉船
Thrown into jail.
被丢到监狱里。
All these are storms in life.
这些都是他生活所经历的。
But it just happened.
他没有想要，但是的确发生在他的生命当中。
All these trials.
但是急着这些试炼。
God is able to he is able to express God of comfort.
这样他就可以把神所赐的安慰。
And through this comfort that he gained from God.
急着他从神所得的安慰。
He is able to comfort other people who is going through the same kind of situation.
他就可以安慰那各样遭同样试探的人。
You know, one time, this is a long time ago.
这是有许多许久之前。
My father passed away.
我的父亲去世了。
And I tried to comfort my mom.
我想要来安抚我的妈妈。
And the more I talked, the more she got aggravated.
我讲的越多，她就越发的焦躁。
And she felt like you don't understand what I'm going through.
她觉得我不明白她所经历的。
You know, until one day.
直到有一天。
You know, we just come before His presence.
我来到神的面前。
And let the Lord comfort me first.
让神先来安慰我。
Then we are able to comfort other people.
好叫我来能够安慰其他人。
You know, when we go and comfort people, brothers and sisters who are going through.
之后我们再去安慰面临试探的弟兄姊妹的时候。
I believe that one of the best methods is just go there, keep quiet, and pray with her.
我认为最佳的办法就是来到她的身边，安静地为她祷告。
Because the more we talk,
因为我们说的越多，
the more they feel like you don't understand what I'm going through.
他就越不明白，他就越认为你不明白他所经历的。
When we just stay silent before the Lord,
如果我们就在主面前安静下来，
that is more than comfort enough.
就比安慰还要多。
So we can see the purpose of all these storms in life.
我们就可以看到我们所面对的生活中的风暴的目的。
We know the source, we know the purpose.
我们知道缘由，我们也知道目的。
Now, what should our attitude be?
那我们的态度应该是什么呢？
You know, if our attitude is to go against the storm,
如果我们的态度是要背离，拒绝这些风暴，
sooner or later it will destroy us.
不久我们就会被这些风暴所毁灭。
When we reject what God put on our life,
如果我们背离神所放在火中的风暴，
instead of this plan to build you up, it will destroy you.
不会的所建立反倒会被他所灭。
Why do I say it will destroy you?
为什么要说来毁灭呢？
Because you will get farther and farther away from God.
因为你会越来越远的偏离神。
Therefore, when we meet the storm,
所以当我们遇见风暴的时候，
the Bible tells us we need to humble ourselves before the presence of the mighty hand of God.
所以圣经上说我们要来谦卑的来到神，伏在神大能的手下。
And the Bible tells us in due time he will lift us up.
圣经上说当时期日子满的时候他一定会把我们升高。
This is the kind of attitude we need.
这是我们所需要的态度。
Sometimes people when they met storms in life they try to blame the Lord.
有的时候人面临风暴的时候就来埋怨神。
I hear a young person said, I hate God because of all the storm he gave in my life.
有一个年轻人就说我讨厌神，因为他给我的生命中带来了许多的风暴。
But we thank God for a lot of brothers and sisters.
但是我们却为着许多的弟兄姊妹们赞美神。
Even though they go through storms in life,
即使他们在中有许多的风暴，
yet they put their faith on the living God.
但是他们却把他们的信在永活的真神的里面。
Outwardly there are tears in their eyes.
虽然他们的眼睛里有眼泪，
yet in their heart there is joy in their spirit.
但是在他们的灵里和心里却是满有喜乐。
And sooner or later we can see the Lord will brought them through in these storms in life.
不久神我们就可以看到神把他们安全的带过。
And they become a good testimony of Jesus Christ.
他们就成为耶稣基督的一个很好的见证。
Now the thing is, when we have this attitude,
那关键就是说，当我们有这样态度的时候，
how do we anchor ourselves when going through these storms?
让我们经过风暴的时候，我们怎么才能稳妥呢？
A while ago, we read Matthew chapter 7.
我要为你们读马太福音第七章。
He talks about there is a house built upon the sand and a house built upon the solid rock.
有一个房子是建立在沙土上，有一个房子是建立在磐石上。
What is this?A house that built on a sinking sand.
那建立在沙土上的房子是什么样的呢？
Is to build upon your ability.
是建立在你自己的能力上。
Many times when we all knew it.
我们都知道许多的讲论。
We all knew the principles.
我们也知道许多的原则。
But the problem is when storm comes, we went back to our own ability to fix it.
但是当风暴来的时候，我们却急着自己天然能的能力，想要解决这些问题。
Or maybe we use what our past experience.
或者我们使用过去的经历。
We feel like I went through that already. Maybe I use the same method to go through that storm again.
也许你会想，我过去是这样经过的，我用同样的方法也能够经历这个。
Or maybe we use our close friend to help us go through the storms.
也许我们去求助于我们亲密的朋友。
Anytime something happens, we call our best friend.
当有事情发生的时候，我们首先想到是给我们的好朋友打电话。
But let me tell you, brothers and sisters,
但是我要告诉你们弟兄姊妹，
when you depend on your ability,
当你急着自己天然人的能力的时候，
when you depend on your friends,
当你来依靠你的朋友的时候，
when you depend on your past experience,
当你依靠你过去的经验的时候，
that is building your house upon the sand,
就是在沙土上建立你的房子。
Because sooner or later you will realize it is not working.
但是因为不久你就知道你这种方法是不会有效。
You never learn the lesson what God wants you to learn.
你不会学到神让你学的过。
And drops you farther and farther away from God.
让你越来越的远离神，不依靠神。
Today what we need to do.
第一天我们所要做的就是。
Is to put this house to build upon the solid rock which is Christ Jesus.
让我们把我们的房子都建立在磐石上面，就是我们的耶稣基督。
We need to anchor our ship on Him and Him alone.
我们要把我们的稳妥的锚抛在他。他的里面只有他。
Why? Because he's the master of the sea.
为什么他是风暴的主宰呢？
He's the one that is immovable.
因为他是那位永不动摇的神。
Brothers, storms are unavoidable.
弟兄姊妹们，风暴是不可避免的。
But the thing is, the question is, who is your anchor when you're going through the storms?
但是问题就是，当你经历风暴的时候，谁是你的稳妥的锚？
Where are you built upon? Is it on the sinking sand or is it upon the solid rock?
你是在沙土上还是在磐石上建立你的房子？
Yes, storms are unavoidable.
是的。风暴是没法避免的。
But when we put our trust on Christ Jesus, then we become immovable.
当我们把我们的信放在耶稣里的时候，我们也与他一样，变成不可摇动的。
When we are driving our ship on this of life,
当我们在这种风面来行驶的时候，
we need to ask this one question.
我们要问一个问题。
Is the Lord Jesus in the ship?
我们的主耶稣基督与我同行吗？
When the Lord is in the ship.
当我们的主耶稣基督也与我们同船，
Regardless of what kind of storm we are going through,
不管我们面临什么样的风暴，
we have this confidence,
我们都有这样的把握和确据，
He will bring us through.
他一定会带我们经过。
Our brother Peter and the disciples experienced that.
我们的使徒彼得经历了。
Today we are here, we also experience that.
我们今天在座的每一位都有这样的经历。
God should be in the boat.
我们的主应该在我们的同船。
We should not travel in our life alone.
我们不应该一个人行驶。
In Him alone, with Him, then we go through the storms.
唯有耶稣，只有耶稣才能带我们经过这个风暴。
Oh, I like the hymn that says.
我喜欢这首诗歌。
I am strong when you are upon when I'm upon your shoulder.
当我软弱的时候，你是强壮的，因为我在你的肩膀之上。
Because you let me stand on high mountain.
所以你让我站在高山上。
You lead me through the stormy seas.
你带我经过这深海的风暴。
And when I'm on your shoulder.
当我在你的肩膀上的时候，我就是坚强的、稳妥的。
Oh, how we need to trust him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是何等的需要依靠我们的主。
In the storm of life, we need his very presence.
在我们面临风暴的时候，我们真的需要他的同在。
Secondly, we need his word.
第二点，我们需要他宝贵的真理的话语。
If we have his word,
因为他的话语。
Then we are sure we are going through the storm.
经过他的道，我们才知道我们能够一定的经过风暴。
We thank God that after his resurrection,
我们感谢主，他复活之后。
He gave us two things.
他给了我们两样。
He gave us the spirit in us.
他给我们圣灵在我们的里面。
He gave us his word to guide us through the storms.
他还把这个道，这个活的话语来引导我们经过这些风暴。
With his word, we are energized.
因为藉着他的话语，我们并重新得力。
With his word, we are stabilized, we are strengthened.
只有藉着他的话语，我们才能够稳妥，才能重新得力。
Lastly, with his word,
最后一点，藉着他的话语，
he will lead us through the storm.
一定会带领我们经过这风暴。
He becomes the compass.
他就成为我们的指南针。
That's what the Bible says.
就像圣经上所说。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding.
要一心仰望耶和华，不可以靠你的聪明和智慧。
In all thy ways acknowledge him and he will what? direct us our path.
在你一切的所行的路上认定他，他必指引导你的路。
His word become our compass.
他的话语成为我们的指南。
Now we need to make our decision.
所以我们一定要做一个选择。
Are you going to trust his word, obey his word?
你要相信他的话语来顺服他的话语吗？
Or are we going to do it our own way?
还是要站着自己照着自己的努力。
You know, sometimes we felt like, Lord, you know, this is my business. I'm going through it myself.
有的时候我们就想，这是我对主说，我这是我的事情，我自己会建立。
Sometimes we tell our people, you know, mind your own business.
有的时候我们对别人说，你管你自己的事儿吧。
I want to live the life I want to live.
我愿意做我自己想要做的事儿。
Brothers, if that is our attitude.
弟兄姊妹们，如果这是我们的态度。
We are suffering so a costly kind of storm.
我们就会付出沉重的代价。
Firstly, it might have a physical damage.
我们可能我们的身体受到损害
But the greatest damage is away from God.
但是最大的损害就是我们远离了神
We are not able to learn what God wants us to learn.
我们就没有学会神在我们身上让我们所学习的功课
Secondly,
第二点
When we do it this way, when we do it our way,
当我们照着自己的意愿去做
Our action spills over other people's lives.
我们所有的行动都能够让其他的人能够感觉到
In other words, our action, our testimony has an impact on other people's life.
换句话说，我们的所行所为对其他的人都是一个见证。
Whether you obey God's word or you don't obey God's word.
是你顺服神还是不顺服神。
We become an influence.
我们就变成了一个影响力。
Look at what happened to Adam and Eve.
你看看亚当和夏娃的行为。
They disobey the Lord.
他们不顺服神。
God said, don't eat that fruit.
神说不要吃那个果子
But they eat that fruit.
他们却吃了
And you know what happened?
你知道发生了什么呢
The casualty, the costly, the kind of damage is still what? Up to this day.
这个影响和破坏力一直延续到今天
If Adam and Eve would have knew that,
如果亚当和夏娃早早的知道
then they wouldn't have eaten that fruit.
他们就不会吃的。
A lot of times we felt like if I only knew.
我们有的时候都会后悔说，如果我当初知道，如果我当初没有做这件事。
So brothers, before you do it.
弟兄姊妹们，所以在你做之前。
You better come before the presence of the Lord.
你最好来到神的面前。
On the other hand.
换一句话说。
We can see Moses.
我们来看一看摩西的例子。
He decided to obey the word of God.
他愿意来遵行神。
God said, "Go to Pharaoh."
神说去到法老面前
you know, this is not an easy thing.
这并不是一件简单的事情
outwardly it might be like a suicide.
从外表上来看这是不可能的
But he obeyed God's word.
但是他却听信
He went to Pharaoh.
他到法老面前
He said, this is, the Lord said,
他说神说
let my people go.
让我的百姓走
And you know what, in the midst of all this kind of storm,
虽然许多的风暴
The Lord through Moses had been able to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt.
但是急着这些神却成全了摩西让他带猎人出埃及
Are we willing to obey God's word?
就是问题是我们愿意来顺从神吗
It's not a matter of how great the storm is.
不管这个风暴有多大
It's a matter of is the presence of the Lord there.
对而是神的同在于我们
Is his word there?
是他的话在那里
Thirdly, are we obeying his word?
第三点，我们听信他的话吗？
When we obey his word,
当我们听从他的话，
we can see how wonderful things God will do for us.
我们就可以看到神奇妙的作为。
Let me tell you a story of Brother Charles Stanley.
我要告诉你，Charles Stanley 这个弟兄所做见证。
The congregation of Brother Charles Stanley, is increasing in number.
你知道 Charles Stanley 这位弟兄他所在的会众的人数剧增。
So they need a big property.
他们就需要一个更大的场地。
But you know, the property costs millions of dollars.
但是这个场地的会所却要花几百万的美元。
And they really don't have that amount to buy that property.
他们根本就没有钱。
So they brought it before the brothers and sisters, asking the prayer.
他就把这件事情带到会众面前，请求弟兄姊妹们一同祷告。
A meeting.
会议之后。
There's a missionary who came to Charles Stanley.
就有一个传教士来到 Charles Stanley 的面前。
He said, aside from my clothing,
他说在我除了我的衣服
I have this wedding ring.
他有这个哦他说我有这个结婚的戒指。
Because God told me to give the wedding ring.
他说神激动我的心让我把我的结婚戒指给你。
For the purpose of this project.
好叫你能够买这个场地。
And Brother Charles Stanley, you know, was so curious, how much really does this wedding ring cost?
这个 Charles Stanley 弟兄就想要知道这个结婚的戒指到底值多少钱。
So he went to a jewelry shop, let them appraise it.
所以他来到这个珠宝商面前，让他们来评估。
It is less than $100.
还不到$100。
But the thing is,
但这个事情是
what the missionary gave, he gave his all.
但是这因为这个传教士，他把他所有的都给了。
It's not a matter of how much.
不是的。有你能给多少？
He gave his all.
把他所有都给了。
And the next, the following week, brothers Charles testified concerning this act.
接着这个礼拜的时候 ，Charles Stanley 弟兄就向会众做了这个见证。
After this testimony, one by one, a lot of people came.
当他讲完这个见证的时候，弟兄姊妹们一个一个上来，有的人把他的珠宝给，
some gave their diamond ring.
有的时候就把他的戒指。
There is a brother who gave an envelope to Brother Charles.
有一个弟兄就把一个信封给了 Charles Stanley.
He said, "Brother, you know what? I'm planning to build a house. This is the amount that I saved."
他说，弟兄，这是我本来一直想要建一个房子，但是这就是我所存的建房子的钱。
He said, "Brother, when I heard this testimony,"
他说，当我听到这个见证的时候
，the Lord touched my heart to stop.
神击中我的心。
He said, "Delay it for another year."
他说不要再建房子，再等一年。
And this is the amount of money.
这就是我全部所有。
When he opened that envelope, it's $500,000.
当他打开那个信封的里面是50万。
All these things happened because of that one ring.
就是这些所有周遭的见证，皆是因为那第一个他人愿意来奉献自己的戒指。
Then the Lord touched the heart of Charles Stanley.
然后神又击中 Charles Stanley.
Because they are in need of $3,200 more.
他们需要3,200块。
And the Lord said, "Sell your camera and the lens."
他说把你自己的车和你的地卖掉。
No, the camera.
你的手机啊，不是你的照相机和你那个镜头。
Because Brother Charles like when he travels, he always like to bring his camera, taking pictures.
因为弟兄他每次去旅行的时候，都喜欢带着他的相机来照相。
The Lord moved his heart, sell the camera.
神就激动他的心，把他自己的相机卖掉。
At first, he's so unwilling.
他一开始的时候非常不愿意。
Because this is something so dear to his heart.
因为这个是他真的是心里所珍爱的。
But afterwards, he just let go.
但是之后他就把这件事情放下了。
He went to a camera store. He said, "Please appraise this."
他到一个相机店里，他说来评估这个相机。
After appraising, he said $3,200.
当这个人评估说这个相机值$3,200。
Okay, Lord, I obey you. That's it.
他说主啊，我来降服自己的旨意在你面前，就这样吧。
The next day.
第二天。
A lady came.
有一个女士来。就来敲他的门。
Say, are you brother Stanley?
你是Stanley 弟兄吗？
He said, "Yes, I am."
他说我是的。
I'm going to give you this.
他说我把这个给你。
And then Brother Charles said, "What is your name? Where do you came?"
他说，然后 Stanley 弟兄就说你叫什么名字？你从哪来
？That lady didn't even answer. He just went away.
那个女士什么也没说就走了。
When she opened that bag,
当她把这个袋子打开的时候
，it is that camera and that lens.
就是她所卖掉的那个相机和镜头。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
when we obey God's word,
当我们听主的话的时候
God is doing something more than you expected.
神会把更大的事情做在你身上。
That missionary was willing just to surrender that one ring.
那个传道士他就是愿意把自己的一个戒指来给。
But because of this,
但是因着这个
they are able to what? To buy that piece of
神却急着这一件小事
a lot of times,
能够这一个大的地图
something.
之后神要求我们只是一丁点就把它放下吧。
Give it up.
放下吧。
Even though it's so hard, give it up.
即使非常的艰难，放下吧。
We hold on so much.
我们有的时候抓得太紧。
We feel like this is the only thing I have, Lord.
我们觉得这是我们所唯一所有的。
This is my anchor.
这就是我的稳舵。
When it is gone, what will happen to me?
如果我给了，我还有什么
？Maybe your anchor is your children.
也许你的稳舵是来自你的孩子。
You feel your children is your future.
你觉得你的孩子是你的未来？
Or when your children will be the one to take care of you when you are old?
当你老的时候，你的孩子能够照顾你。
Brothers and sisters, give it up.
弟兄姊妹们，放下。
When you give it up,
放手。
You will just find out something greater will take care of you.
你知道神会把更好的来赐给你，来照顾。
Oh, may the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神恩待我们。
Yes, we can go through storms in life.
是的，我们可以经过生活的风暴。
But God has a purpose.
但是神在我们身上有永远的旨意。
God's purpose to conform you to the image of His Son.
神叫我们磨成神儿子的形象。
That we might be more like Him.
好叫我们更加像他。
That we will be more equipped to serve the brothers.
好叫我们更加装备好来服侍其他的弟兄姊妹。
The question is, are we willing to obey?
那我们的问题就是我们愿意顺服吗？
Are you willing to obey His word?
我们愿意顺服他的话语吗？
Surrender ourselves to Him.
让我们降服在他的旨意之下。
Lord, we put ourselves in Your hand. Lord, do according to what You want me to do.
主啊，把我自己放在你的手中，愿你的旨意实现。
So not only we will find out.
我们就会发现。
The Lord not only bring us through the storm.
主不仅把我们带过这一切的风暴。
And bring us into what a more greener pasture.
并且把我们带到更绿的草场上。
Causes us to be more mature in Him.
好叫我们在他里面更加成熟。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
主耶稣，早教我们感谢你对我们心里讲话。
Yes, indeed, we can go through the storms in life.
是的，我们要在生活中经历风暴。
But Lord, you are the one who is the Lord, the masters of the sea.
但是你是唯一主宰那风暴的那一位。
You are the one in control of everything.
你是一切万有的主。
Lord, you won't give us anything that we cannot handle.
永远也不会给我们所不能的。
Because with you, we have everything.
因为有你，我们就有了一切。
With your presence, we can go through all the storms in life.
记着你的存在。你的同在，我们什么都不惧怕，经过所有的风暴。
Once again, remind us.
今天求你继续在我们心中坚固我们，对我们心讲话，奉耶稣基督的名。